Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Lee Branham back on the show. Lee's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 7 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the principal of the company Keeping the People Incorporated, the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave and Re-Engage. And he's our good friend, Lee Branham. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, always fun to be with you.
Good to have you back. Lee's one of the folks we turn to, folks, whenever we want to get better at taking care of our folks, finding the right people, loving them up while they're in our employ, making sure they're happy and contented, but then also when it comes time when we need to encourage them to go spend more time with their family or go seek opportunities elsewhere. He teaches us how to do that too. Lee, thanks again for hanging out with us. You and I are continuing a little mini series we got going on now on some of the pitfalls of hiring.
And that's right.
So, yeah. Which one are we starting out on this time?
Well, there's one that is a frequent issue that I've heard quite a bit from some business owners, and that is anybody can do this job. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can do it because it's entry level. I once heard a manager say, anybody can do this. A monkey could do this job.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't respect the jobs that we have. And we don't look at the real ability that's required to do things well at a lower level, and so we just don't give a lot of consideration to hiring that person.
Do you think small business owners feel that way because they did it? You know, more than likely, most jobs in a small business, the owner did it first,
right?
And you think we go from thinking nobody else can do as good as we can to thinking, well, if I'm going to hand it down to somebody, you know, everybody, maybe it's not so much that anybody can do it as much as it is, well, if I'm going to give it to somebody, they've got to be as smart as me.
Well, I think that may be part of it, but I think the other part of it is that a lot of these low-level positions that people look at and say, that wasn't challenging to me. That was a boring
mm-hmm.
job,
mm-hmm.
and therefore it would be boring to anybody. Well, that's not necessarily the case. There are certain people that like doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's comforting to some people.
I could not be a receptionist. I don't know what happened to me if I had to be a receptionist all day, but I know people have been doing it for decades, and they are not only in love with their job, they're the best in the world.
Well, that's right. It's sort of like we sometimes feel like, well, everybody feels the same way about jobs that you feel about them, and
yeah,
that's not necessarily the case, you know?
Well, and the thing is I, just because I wouldn't want to be a receptionist doesn't mean that I should be disdainful of that job.
Exactly right.
I learned that, Lee, from being around people who were truly pros at it. I mean, they're as professional in their job as you and I are in our jobs, and that's attitude
right.
An owner has to have, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a cartoon of two garbage men, and one of them is saying to the other, this is the part of the job that I hate. Well, the truth is that garbage men actually like certain parts of their jobs. You know, they like hanging off the back of the truck, and they like being outdoors all day.
Right,
they don't have to be closely supervised, and they find treasures, and, you know, on and on. And so there are certain personality types that are going to do well and like these low-level jobs, and we
mm-hmm.
need to, instead of just hiring any old warm body off the street who can fog a mirror, we need to you know, assess these people.
And when we bring people on in those jobs, we need to make sure that they feel that this is the most important job in the world.
Exactly. That's right.
And because that's I'll tell you, don't underestimate the power of a delivery man, a delivery person in your business, because they're the ones who touch the customers more than you do.
Yeah, well, when my newspaper's not delivered, way. I have a pretty bad feeling about the newspaper.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So those are the people that touch the customers.
Right, exactly. So make sure that you don't underestimate the value of any particular job, and so you should take, so it also means you should take a comparable amount of time to find a person for those jobs that you would for an executive. Maybe you wouldn't cast the net as wide, but you want to go through the same steps, don't you?
Exactly right.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about some more of the hiring tips and best practices that Lee Branham has for us after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.